It's Jenny and Bill with Simple Bath and Kitchen.
We know the world feels a little crazy sometimes, but your home, that should be your safe place.
A beautiful kitchen for your family, a bathroom that feels like your own private retreat.
At Simple Bath and Kitchen, we have a fine-tuned process that makes remodeling something that you can actually enjoy.
Because when everything outside is unpredictable,
your home should be exactly what you need it to be.
Visit us at simplebathandkitchen.com to regain your peace today.
We make it simple for you.
At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Sankara FM Yendi, Laura FM Laura, and Radio Max Takoradi. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, Chief Justice Gertrude Tokunu justifies her recommendation to President Akufo-Addo to consider 5 judges to the Supreme Court, making reference to the workload on the courts.
This court has to, there are several cases pending, right? That's why we need more Supreme Court judges.
Also, lead campaigner for transparency in the National Cathedral Project calls for full-scale probe casting doubts on Finance Ministry's value audit.
We are demanding them. Actually, what we are calling for is a probe.
In business.
Institute of Economic Affairs calls for amendments to Bank of Ghana Act to make governor independent from central government influence. Details on the Joy Business Report.
And later, St. Hubert Seminary Senior High School stands 2 Wesleyan schools with a whopping 70-point win. These and more coming up with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Please stay. And this morning, the Chief Justice Gertrude Tokunu has firmly justified her proposal for the appointment of 5 new judges to the Supreme Court by President Akufo-Addo. She pointed to the mounting caseloads that are straining the productivity of the judiciary. Among those recommended is Justice Efiasewa Asaribuche, currently overseeing the high-profile ambulance trial. Explaining the adjournment of the ruling on the injunction application in the anti-LGBTQ case to July 17, Ms. Tokunu emphasized the need for more Supreme Court judges.
This court has to, there are several cases pending, right? That's why we need more Supreme Court judges. Discussion must be placed in context.
It actually has been very wonderful to see 3 chambers of the Supreme Court sitting at the same time. One in the old Supreme Court upstairs, and then perhaps one.
You should build a new Supreme Court building for the nation.
Right.
Or the Minister of Finance should.
The panel will be reconstituted. All right.
And that was Supreme Court Judge Chief Justice Gertrude Tokunu. Meanwhile, Joy News is learning that the Chief Justice has dismissed the petition filed by businessman Richard Jakpa alleging unfairness and abuse of his rights by trial judge Efiasewa Buche. Mr. Jakpa, the 3rd accused in the controversial ambulance trial, claims he has been treated unfairly and seeks the judge's transfer. But according to him, his concerns have been dismissed by the Chief Justice. Richard Jakpa explains reasons for the dismissal on the polls yesterday.
I got a response from the Chief Justice and a surprise response that I didn't provide evidence, so she can't transfer the judge because I didn't provide evidence. She didn't say what I'm saying is not true. So when I got a response from the Chief Justice, I was shocked because the evidence to what I'm saying is in the bosom of the Chief Justice. There's court recording for all proceedings and she's in charge of the court. So she could have just demanded for the court recordings and the various proceedings that I had given dates and the time and occurrence. But she refused to do that and said, oh, there's no evidence.
And you heard Richard Jacquel III accused in the ambulance trial. Now, the lead campaigner for transparency in the National Cathedral Project, Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa, has called for an investigation into the project's financial management, expressing doubts about the accuracy and integrity of the Finance Ministry's value audit. The Minister of State at the Finance Ministry, Abner Osei Asare, told Parliament that government conducted a value for money audit for the project, indicating that 339 million Ghana cedis was released for the project.
I remember that from the onset, the Ministry of Finance, I can't say exactly which year, but clearly it was in the budget that we were going to give some seed fund and the land as our contribution to that. So, Mr. Speaker, that is what I can say to that. But clearly we have records to show how much we have paid. And so it is not something that is not transparent enough. We all know how much we have paid.
But Member of Parliament for North Tongue, Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa, doubts the figures and is calling for a probe.
All these claims that they have a value for money audit report, if that report exists, what you do is that you bring it to the House so we can peruse the document. It wasn't brought.
Are you asking for these documents?
We are. We are demanding them. Actually, what we are calling for is a probe. This National Cathedral project has opened a can of worms, from inflationary pricing, procurement breaches, constitutional violations, conflict of interest, double identity, demolition of properties. It's a whole mess that one parliamentary question cannot resolve. What we need is a full-scale parliamentary inquiry.
Well, away from that, Bolgatanga Central MP and ranking member on the Finance Committee, Isaac Adongo, has dismissed claims that he's been fueling speculations with the aim of causing the city to depreciate further. Finance Minister Mohammed Amin Adam led the charge against the MP at a press conference, insisting his recent comment advising people to disregard government's claim that the city is stabilizing amounts to talking down the city, therefore unpatriotic. But reacting to these claims, the MP explained he only pointed out the untruths in government's communication.
Adjen held a press conference and you are running diarrhea and spreading fake news.
But you can't talk down the city.
I have not talked. So if I now come to tell the truth, who is patriotic? The man lying about the economy and the man speaking the truth about, is it not the case that the IMF program does not allow us to spend any of their dollars, put any of their dollars in the economy? Is that not the case? So if I now come and tell Ghanaians that, look, don't be expecting that $360 million will be roaming at any of our banks for you to go and buy, because we have signed an agreement with IMF. What is the speculation?
Now to education. The National Association of Graduate Teachers, NAGRAT, says it will not rest until government has justified its reasons for pushing through a bill on the free senior high school policy. In a statement, the association expressed disappointment over the lack of any extensive stakeholder consultations and inputs on the impending supposed senior high school bill. The association called on government to suspend the presentation of the bill to Parliament to allow for broad consultations.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at CMEFCU.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.